Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
More voices from Japan now. The BBC's Rachel Harvey is in Ofunato. It's a town about 200 miles away from the Fukushima power plant. And she's been talking to survivors there and filed this report.
This was obviously quite a big port town, substantial looking buildings, and yet you can see where the force of the wave has just rammed in to the bottom of them. The lower floors of the buildings are completely smashed, and in between it's complete wreckage. And a place like this, you almost get more of a sense of the power of the water than in some of the valleys which were completely wiped away, because you get a better sense of the community that was here. You can see the shapes of the buildings. You can see the outline of the centre. And then you see just strange things like a huge tugboat in front of me that's been rammed up into the side of some houses. There's the wreckage of a house in front of me and five people who are just feeling through the rubble, picking up whatever they think might still have some kind of value.
My mom died over here. We found her body about two houses away.
So now you're just trying to find whatever of her belongings you can. Yes, she says, photographs and things like that to remember her by. There's a digger here moving slowly over the rubble, and it's picked up a white van. It's just manoeuvring it out of the way. There's a large search and rescue team here waiting to get access to whatever might lie beneath. Hiroyuki Umezawa, a member of the Japanese Fire Brigade, has been working in the tsunami-affected area since Saturday.
There are still a lot of people underneath the debris that needs our help, but it has already passed 72 hours. But, however, we want to try our best to help them.
As if things weren't bad enough here, the weather has turned. It's been snowing all morning. I can just see the mountains around me are all covered with a thick white layer. And it's coming down again. It's making the job of the search and rescue teams more difficult. But imagine if you're a survivor left homeless by the tsunami, and now you're having to cope with this. In a school sports hall, homeless survivors huddle round fan heaters to stave off the cold. There are mattresses and blankets laid out on the floor, but there are far fewer people here than there were 2 days ago. Most have now gone to stay with friends and relatives. But in a quiet corner of the hall, a family, mother, father and three children, were preparing to spend a sixth night in this emergency shelter.
It's very cold in the last couple of days. I mean, at night I couldn't sleep. You know, it just automatically woke up because it's very cold. I think during the daytime I can stand that, but at nighttime it's just too cold to sleep.
Yoichi Yamazaki has no idea what he's going to do after this. The family home is gone. They'll have to start again. But for now, it's a day-to-day struggle just to get enough to eat and drink and stay warm.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey reporting from Ofunato, Japan.